Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome everybody this Thursday night. Thank you for tuning in. I am Dave. Jim is here with me. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society. And welcome to Penetrating the Veil. What?
You dropped off again.
Why did this... So I'm not sure why our show isn't up.
It was there when I looked at the schedule. It was ready to go live in a minute.
Yeah, I know. But for some reason it doesn't have our show on there. So I'm trying to get to the damn studio. See why that is. Come on, come on, come on. What in the hell? Technical difficulties, everybody, but we are there and we are going live on Facebook. Once again, I am Dave Haney. I'm here with my co-founder, Jim Wyrick, and this is Penetrating the Veil with Keystone State Paranormal Society. And tonight, we are going to be playing some EVP clips from our last investigation of Pennhurst. Sorry about the delay, everybody watching on Facebook. Welcome to the show. And we're going to pull up and play some EVP clips of stuff that we captured while we were in Pennhurst. So let's let people join in real quick. Here's Becky. For everybody to get in. While we're waiting, let everybody know there's our friend Mike Simpson. If you go to our Facebook page, Jim, not Live Paranormal, was ours.
Who's ours?
Right.
Okay.
And you'll see us live on there.
I don't do it. Go down.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So if you wanna join in.
There we go.
And then you can keep track of the comments, say hi to everybody.
Yep. Hey guys.
Well, okay, I'm not sure what that was. Oh. Washington DC is calling you, Jim. So
they can't get through the block.
No, they can't. Okay. It's just going to leave that noise in the broadcast, but that's okay. There's Brandon Johnson from Twisted Realm. Thanks for joining in, Brandon. I can't wait to see you guys at the Bash again. Jim, I don't think I had told you, but apparently the guys and gals from Twisted were doing a documentary film on the history of the Civil War. And so I donated to it through their link to help get production off the ground, and I put in monies donated to help them get that done for KSPS.
Okay.
So they had put up a thing for us, and it was very cool. So we'll get to see them and talk to them at the Bash about it.
And then, you know, while we're killing some time here, also maybe to mention that the GoFundMe page Steve has about the car.
Absolutely. For anybody who can and wants to.
I mean, even like $10 or if you got.
Yeah, anything helps. Steve Berry, the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange and Lookout House, and of course he and his wife Pamela, who are, oh, my wife just joined. Hi, honey. Are doing the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash every year. They have a special car coming for the Bash, and they have a GoFundMe page up for anybody who can and would like to donate
to get
the paint job. And
it's not just for the Bash. It's going to be used in a continuance as a fundraiser in a lot of these child programs and stuff.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, they'll be using it in conjunction with things like Blackout,
right,
and Agent Orange and the West Virginia Batman. So
exactly right.
So we've donated. So Haley's joined in. How you doing, Haley? Hope you're feeling a little bit better. Jim, I don't know if she told you she has to wear a Holter monitor for 3 weeks.
So, oh, 3 weeks.
Three
wow.
weeks. Yep, 21 days. Starting on her birthday, which is Monday.
Wow.
So happy birthday. And then she asked if we had any investigation scheduled soon. I said, right now we don't have anything scheduled before the Bash, but that's not to say that we couldn't do
I do have a request. Looks like the spirits are starting up in Shepherdstown.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob had a pretty wild thing happen down in the basement and stuff. So
okay.
That's something we could certainly key in, you know. Let me see what her schedule looks like. Maybe even shoot for maybe next Thursday, do a live.
Yeah.
We could, because we've got Wi-Fi there and stuff.
Right.
We should be able to do a live.
Absolutely.
So, let me talk to her. We might do that for next week for the 2 hour. Do
okay.
a live.
Sounds like a plan. See? So next week's 2 hour live show may be from a private residence in Shepherdstown.
Yes.
So that would be cool. But now that everybody's joined in, we're going to start running some of these EVPs that we picked up at Pennhurst. And Jim, if you want to pop over this side real quick and just give a little description of what we got here.
And also to let everybody know, Anthony and his group have graciously set things up. So we have a chance of going back to Pennhurst in December. Now, obviously, the cold is a major issue, and whether or not, you know, it's cold enough it'll affect the equipment and things like that. But Pennhurst is so intriguing on both sides of it. And, you know, we don't really generally quest after the negative, but we had some very interesting interactions up on that third floor in the Mayflower.
Yeah.
So we're pondering that over. I guess we should come to a decision soon, but we may be doing Pennhurst again in the early part of December. If Anthony, I don't know if he's watching or any of his group, I'm actually down to about two more sets of reviews, so I've almost got all the audio set up, and I should be sending that over to him in the next week.
Okay.
From Pennhurst. So let's see what
Now you're sending it to him as you do it.
I'm going
to for the request that they had made.
Right. In other words, I guess the people who have Pennhurst now are trying to coordinate Now, not so much they're not filtering your stuff, just
right,
to keep a track or record.
Absolutely,
Which is really pretty worthy. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, well, and then that way, Anthony actually just joined in, so.
Yeah, so Anthony and I expect to have all that to you by the 1st of July. I've got two more major clips to go through, so I should hopefully maybe finish it up by mid-next week and get those. I'll send the SD clips out to you with all of the clips from Pennhurst. Got quite a few.
And Haley said she's good for next Thursday. She'll even have her own battery pack.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'll set
but
that
I
up.
Think that would be cool with us sending Pennhurst the stuff because, you know, then as other people come in and take tours, they can listen to these things.
Sure.
And some
our
stuff becomes immortalized, kind of, you know?
Well, we actually, and this is one thing I throw out to Anthony, I think I had the clip in there to play. In the one clip, we picked up some insinuation of a fire in one of the areas. And again, I don't know that much of the history to know if that's been documented or if maybe it was a smaller affair that just the residents noted at the time.
Right.
So Pennhurst, if nobody's been there, just to fill you in on a couple things, not even getting into the history of it, but I think there's a very worthy effort underway right now by the current owners to sort of preserve it for the paranormal community.
Yep, they're doing it building by building, piece by piece.
It's a big project. Even what's left with Pennhurst
is a lot of money.
Is a lot of area. Certainly some of it will not be able to be saved, but even if they can save a handful of the buildings for posterity, and they seem to be pretty much involved. They're not just, you know, just there it is and whatnot. So I really salute their efforts, and we've just been there the one time, and it left a very indelible impression on my mind.
And says there has been two major fires there.
There you go. Well,
so
we have,
Which one do you want to start with?
Well, just let's see. What's the top one there?
Well, I have them in order of size, smallest to biggest.
Yeah, let's start with all the Emily stuff, and then we'll go into the negative stuff. I've got a little of both of that.
Okay. So this one is play with the grid.
Okay.
Laser grid, did you hear? I think she said, I know I can move it and I can play with the grid.
Yeah,
we'll play that one more time.
This is the distance.
Yeah, there's no one else. Laser grid, did you hear?
I think she said, I know I can move it and I can play with the grid.
There's that one. And then next we have. Emily's room ain't gonna happen.
Okay, I've been doing these. I'm not sure. I don't know when I hear it.
Is it changing the laser?
Is there dots on the wall? Is what you'll be able to see. I'm watching the letters that we've.
Yeah. At the end, you can definitely hear
so
it.
This was all in one room there in Pennhurst. This was in the Mayflower building, Emily's room, and it was one of the back areas, and we spent a good, I'm going to say, hour and a half in there doing a session with Emily, in which case we got REM pod activity, K2 activity. Haley came up with the brilliant idea of putting a grid pattern,
the laser grid
on a
ball,
so you could see the subtle movements of ball, and Dave's got the video on that.
And I
got
to tell you, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but I know in my entire time doing investigations, I've never seen such a massive display of power like that.
Yeah,
I've seen some pretty powerful things, but to have three K2s in different areas of the bed, a REM pod on the other side of the room, the Phasma box speaking, and to be moving that ball in the laser grid all at the same time, that's a lot of energy.
And she was directly responding with this. Yep. And the other thing.
And you'll hear that in one of the clips we have.
Which is something not documented on any video or audio, but all of us in the room, when we entered that room, we were tired. It was about 12:30, 1 o'clock. We had just come out of the break room. And remember, we were contemplating how we were going to get to 6 o'clock. We were all physically tired.
Yeah, we were.
And when we finished that session with Emily, we were charged. And that charge left us the whole rest of the night.
We were good the rest of the time.
So that's something that, that's the kind of things that you can't document per se with
right.
equipment, but you document with your own body. You know what the hell you
experienced. That was one of our favorite sessions ever as well, Haley. Haley, really quick while you're watching, what do you think about going back on December 13th? What do you think about that?
I mean,
while
the cold is an obvious
concern. For, especially for her with her Reynolds.
Yeah.
Her feet just kind of turning the blocks of ice. But.
And I think Mike had said he was willing to come along and help on that one, too, if we set that up.
And then this one is also Emily's room, and it's called Child's Voice.
Okay.
Well, Spirit, you're just amazed. We know the power it takes to do what you're doing.
There's one in the middle going to red, and we've got one that's standing right over it.
You're just really amazed.
There's a little girl in there.
Yeah, I'll play it again at the end. You'll hear her kind of giggle. Now, there, I hear, I'll change the light. I will change the light. Listen to it again. I hear a female voice saying, I will change the light.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Spirit, you're just amazed. We know the power it takes to do what you're doing.
There's one in the middle going to red, and we've got one that's standing right over it.
Yep.
Now, what is she saying at the end is the question. Is it a giggle or is she saying totem?
Getting right over it.
You're just really amazed.
She's saying something. Like,
hear thee, like almost like hear thee or something.
I hear like 40 or something.
Right over it.
You're just really amazed.
It could be hear me.
Yeah.
It could be hear me. If you guys hear something different than we hear, go ahead and let us know.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we always hear everything different anyhow.
Haley said it's going to be cold, but it's Pennhurst, so she'll find a way to deal with it.
Okay.
So I guess, Anthony, we're good for the 13th of December back at Pennhurst.
Should be four of us.
Your sister just joined.
Jenny?
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny, I was going to give you a buzz. I don't know if what your schedule. I'll call talk to you tomorrow. But I was wondering if your schedule next Thursday might be open, then we might do a, come over to the house and do a live session there. So, anyway, I'll give you a call tomorrow. We got to catch up on some other things.
And now, Rachel here is you and me.
One back, sitting right over.
It could be you and me,
absolutely.
Very good catch, Rachel. Thank you.
Yep, you and me. Yeah, and that would be...
sure, let's do it.
That fits right into the pattern.
Yeah. And the fact that
he's playing with this and it's been going on.
And I heard I can change the light at the beginning, and then I start talking about how she's changed the K2s, yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny says, sure, let's do it.
All right, so...
next Thursday, we will be live for a two-hour show. Doorways to the Dead on the Live Paranormal Facebook page from a haunted location in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and then we will do a live feed from our page during the investigation. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Kathy, the date will be December 13th for that return to Pennhurst. So... okay. Yep,
so if Mike's on,
it sounded like you and me. Yep.
So if Mike, if you're watching, I think he was on earlier. If you want to mark down, check December 13th.
Oh, that's a Friday.
Yeah.
Friday
the 13th. It is. No, I know that.
Okay.
So anyhow, yeah, if you want to put that down on your calendar, it looks like that's going to be a go. Yeah. Friday, December 13th. I knew it was.
Nice. Okay, the next one is There is a Fire, Unfortunate.
Yeah, this is the one I think I picked up. There was a fire. I think that was real clear, and I thought I heard Unfortunate, but anyhow.
And your sister wants to know, can Haley come for the soldiers?
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Haley, there's some soldiers outside the... outside the door, like looking in the rooms, and so we'll probably, weather permitting, we'll probably do some activity right
now,
in front launch.
She said, Jenny says, that's your wife's birthday.
Yeah, and we don't do any. That's nothing.
So like mother, like daughter?
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll do something. You know, we'll be back. I might do something Sunday or that. No, I know it's her birthday. And that's also, the historian kicks in, that is also the great and glorious victory of the Confederate Army at the Battle of Fredericksburg in 1862.
Catherine wants to know if that's going to be a Friday and a Saturday. No, I think, well,
no, it's just the one
it's
night.
Friday night and then come home Saturday.
Yes.
So. Okay. So next.
And we're going to concentrate, just so everybody knows too, we've already decided we're going to do that a little different. We hopefully will have as much as six of the solo X's by then.
Right.
And we'll be putting those in remote areas that we really can't get to or that are ways off. So they'll be recording things in those particular buildings. And we're going to concentrate around the Mayflower and in that thing. And then I think we felt we could put up some cameras in the Mayflower.
Yes, I can run a DVR system
so
in the
we'll
Mayflower.
Run something just there at the Mayflower.
And we'll put our solo X's, which we just recently received, or we've sent two. We have three. We sent two off to get repaired. And Jeremy, I guess, decided that it was more cost-effective rather than to repair them to actually send us new ones. So these are the new ones with the diffuser on the light system. Same basic setup. And we love these things. We're probably going to invest in at least two more. So we'd have a total of at minimum five.
Five, maybe six. And the sound quality is excellent. The video quality is excellent. It's really such an effective way to put some cameras in a remote area.
Yeah, absolutely. As
and
long as you just remind you, I mean, and this is me, I have to remind myself every couple hours to go back and check the batteries.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we can't run more than a 32 clip in them.
A 32 gigabyte micro SD.
So you can't
card.
Go above that, but if you run fresh batteries and a 32 clip, you can count dependably on 3 to 4 hours of filming. So, if you really want to be cautious, call it 3 hours. You get 3 good hours of filming, and then you flip the batteries and probably want to drop a new recorder in there, chip. But it's just a really nice, effective, quick way to get some cameras in otherwise pretty remote areas.
Cheryl Lynn, we got these at, we got them from Jeremy Jones on Paranologies.
Yeah, Paranologies. I think that's it. We've looked around.
Now, other people sell them, but basically what they're selling is they purchased from him and are reselling them.
Yeah.
And all the prices are basically
and
saying they're about
$160. He does a lifetime guarantee on the unit.
Yes, he does.
So, and he just honored that with us. We had two which still work, but there were parts of it that didn't work.
Right.
And so he replaced it with new units. So he stands by his product. They're not cheap. They're about $160
a piece. $160 a piece, but they film. They film
what
in 1080p.
170 degree
camera angle.
Wide angle.
Out like this, so it's a wide angle, and basically, the batteries, four AA batteries, go in the bottom, and that powers the lighting system, which is full spectrum, I believe.
Full spectrum.
And then you get a charger that you can plug into your wall outlet and charge the PDA device. But it's literally like a DVR system.
And what did you say as far as feet and accuracy? Now, we've easily gone 30, 40 feet with those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Even maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe even out towards your 50 feet
so,
and had really good results.
I don't know if you'll be able to pick it up well, but, I mean, look, there's your feed. You got it's great. It's like I said, it's 1080p, full 1080p, audio and video in full spectrum, and you've got a little switch here on the side that turns your light system on and off, and that's powered by the batteries. And then you put your micro SD card in here. No more, it won't accept anything more than a 32 gigabyte. And then over here is where you would plug in your charger to charge the actual PDA unit. And basically you set it, you get your angle, and you hit this button here on the end, and it starts recording, and you walk away. You go back in a few hours and check to see how the batteries are doing. And we had these at the Bel Air, if I'm not mistaken, the one time. And we let them run all weekend. Other than changing the batteries for the lights, we never had to replace the SD cards.
No.
We used maybe half at 16 gigs. So,
oh, and that's one
fantastic.
Of the other things, too, for processing them. It breaks up your video
into six-minute clips.
Six-minute clips.
Not have a 14-hour video that you have to sit and watch monotonously and hope you didn't doze off and miss something. Six-minute clips. So you can watch two or three and take a break, come back. It's
really,
really
nice for processing film. It really is. So we'll have those for the...
Here, I'll put it in the comments, everybody. It is called... Terranologies. And that is Jeremy Jones. Now, I will say, sometimes as far as him getting back to you or you receiving order and all that, it's a little longer than we'd like, but at the same time, it's literally just him doing all of this.
And it is a quality product.
It's durable.
To a lot of stuff that's out there. There's some substantial batteries.
And we've bought quite a few pieces from him. We've got three of those. We've got a piece that we actually may be selling soon because we really don't ever use it.
It's
called a Panoptic DVR. It's literally like a DVR system that you walk around holding your hands, but we just don't have enough hands to carry everything. It's a fantastic piece of equipment. So you should check out his site. It's Paranology's website, and you'll find quite a few things. He's actually got... on there now. It's a little pricey, I guess, about $600, but it's like a suitcase, and when you open up, it's like a DVR center with cameras and all
that
stuff.
He's got some interesting stuff that's not just me too out there in the field. So, like I said, sometimes a little pain, but he's always honored his contracts. He did this. So, if you're impatient and you got to have it for next week, you're not going to get it.
Unless you can get to the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange and they have some in stock.
That's true.
Because Pam and Steve try to keep some in stock. So, okay, so here is there's a fire, unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay, now in the very beginning, I definitely hear a helper, help me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, help them. Help them.
There's a fire.
There's a fire, I'm glad. And then the next thing I hear is, I'm glad you're there, or I'm glad they're there, or something like that. Or, I'm sorry, I'm happy you're there. After the fire, I'm happy you're there. Unfortunately.
I couldn't make out that end.
Maybe if I listened that repetitively, I could pick up something.
But I know that was a really great clip. And thank you, Anthony, for verifying that there was a fire. So.
Well, thank you. Cheryl's going to... contact him about getting some pieces, and she said she'll drop our names. So.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a discount. We're sending to customers. I don't know. So, Haley has a bionic hand. It's funny. okay. Let me see. Haley wants to know if we can use changes in her heart rhythm to prove activity. Well, I guess only if it's negative, because everything else you seem to be fine with, but some of that negative stuff you take off and call.
Yeah.
And since we were talking about doing your sister's place, and it's still one of the funnier things I've seen as far as what we've captured. We were at the Bel Air house, and the time Jenny was down in the basement with Lola.
Yeah.
And me, you, and Mike went to get something to eat, and we had actually a solo ex down there filming. And they're running an EVP session, and Jenny's kind of standing over near the steps, and Lola's sitting under the steps, and something pushes this Christmas tree, or this fake Christmas tree, those words, pushes it over, and it hits the back of Lola. Well, as soon as they heard that noise, Jenny takes off, and she is gone out of camera sight in seconds and left Lola down there. It was hilarious.
And Lola's pissed.
Oh, yeah, she was. She's like, you left me there, and it was fun.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next is Emily's Room, The Boogeyman. Freddie did it.
Okay.
Well, it's not Friday the 13th, but it's kind of the
right.
same thing. We'll see.
He's behind you.
Slide, were you out in the slide when we were out there earlier today?
Because we had somebody trigger the REM pod on the slide. Was that you? Come in. Like a child or somebody with a speaking issue when I'm listening to that.
It sounds like, to me, someone who's mentally slow.
Right.
You know, back in the olden times, I guess they would call them not mongoloids, because that's
But we were picking up a lot of the voices that seemed to be...
Someone who spoke really slow to make sure they got the words out right.
We were picking up a lot of voices that seemed to have, you know, something existent there.
Jenny said that was not funny. It scared her so much. It was funny for us watching you all ask. So it was great.
That's a lot of pathos, that one voice in there.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. It sounds a little tortured.
Let's finish. Let's play that one again.
He's behind you.
Now, what is that?
Behind you.
I'm looking again. Does anybody else hear that? I'm looking again.
It could be I'm looking again. Yeah, it could be.
You got to get out of here?
Try again.
Let's play that. Sounds like to me you got to get out of here.
Yeah, I can hear
that.
You got to get out of here.
Slide.
Were you out in the slide when we were out there earlier today?
This one is hard to...
It was terrible.
We had some...
Because
we had somebody trigger the REM pod on the slide. Was that you?
Count me in. That sounds like when you're a kid and you're trying to sound like a wolf howling at the moon. Ooh, that's what that sounds like
sounds
to me.
That sounds like somebody who's frightened, though, to me. In a weird way, could they be saying, I love you? Try that.
I love you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't.
I can see you.
I can see you.
That's the ticket.
Push it over to Dave.
So yeah, that's definitely I can see you at the end. So
I mean, mean, it was really good. I mean,
but there's a lot of pathos in that.
Yeah, no,
from
the
happy
audio,
to scared to
we
confused.
Got a little bit of everything over there. Yeah, it really was pretty neat.
Now this one is one of my favorites because of how it transpired. The story was that while we were filming in that Emily's room, it was so active, and she, like I said, that display of power to me was just unbelievable. And it was so much going on with the K2s and the REM pod and the ball moving inside the laser grid and her talking to us through the phasma box and the fact that I could put my hands around that ball and feel the energy. And you would see my hair standing up one end, and when I put it back, you could see it lay down. It was very cool. So Haley got the idea to send Janet over into the snack room to get her a cookie because she worked so hard. And we got this voice of Emily saying, "I like pink." And then within seconds, Janet came back and said, "I got you this
pink
pretty
cookie.
Pink cookie." So
now, I had a couple in here. Hopefully, I caught the one. There were two different clips I got involving the pink cookie. So
okay.
I'm not sure which is which.
This is Emily and the pink cookie.
Okay.
So maybe when we go back, somewhere other than Emily's room, maybe in the back room where the blocks were that got knocked over for us. Maybe we'll go back and see if we can find out who she is, if there's something we can do for her.
Not to excuse herself, but there's just so much going on. I mean, there's just so much energies there, and then in certain areas, there's real alpha dominance with an energy.
Right.
But orbit.
And Emily's was so strong that we just focused on her energy signature so specifically, it's almost like we unintentionally blocked everybody else out.
We were almost giddy. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, let me see. Anthony had a question, but I didn't see it. Let's see. Female from Quaker not wanting her meds. What time was that clip?
That one there, I'm going to say that would have been, my guess, somewhere between 1 and 1:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between 1 and 1:30 a.m.
And then this one, we'll do the outside by the infirmary,
outside.
And then from there, the rest is the negative.
Yeah.
Darker energy that was up on the third floor.
Yeah.
So this one is outside the infirmary.
And that's when I thought.
Now, this is actually interesting. The voice that kept trying to get our attention in the Mayflower.
Right.
And possibly was out at the playground. The building right next to the play, between the playground and Mayflower right there was the Quaker.
Right.
That was where they would put them. Anthony says it was their punishment isolation building.
Wow.
So maybe that spirit was from the Quaker trying to get our attention, help, you know, like she's trapped,
yeah,
and wants out, whatever. So unfortunately, that's one of the ones you can't get into,
right,
because of the state of disrepair. But, and Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the gentleman who was in charge was telling me that that was one of the first ones they were going to start to fix up.
I think the front, you could look at the front.
Right,
entrance,
and the,
yeah,
roof was $300,000 just by itself.
Yeah.
But I think that's the first one they were going to get to, maybe. So.
So, and then, yeah, we want to say, I mean, Pennhurst is very special. I know a lot of you guys have probably done it several times. Boy, that left a distinct impression on me. And from both sides, I mean, that we got such wonderful, positive stuff, but there is such an overhanging negativity there as well. And we're going to come into some of that negativity with these couples.
Right, and see,
up.
But to me, that was the dichotomy of that entire night, because you had, like, what we're about to come into, the negativity on the third floor, and that just feeling of unease down towards the tunnels. But then, obviously, Emily was spirit. She had crossed over, and she chose to come back there. That's where she felt safe and comfortable and cared for and loved. So
yeah, and that's another thing.
It wasn't
thing.
All bad, you know.
Most of what we picked up, I would say, that night was active engagement with spirit.
Yeah,
not residual.
It was not residual. It was intelligent.
We were picking,
absolutely,
up intelligence. Now, this Nate's several clips, I tried to keep it as one, but it was just too long for me to do anything with, so I had to break it up, and I'm not even exactly sure if I broke it up in the exact, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 format. So all the same area. There's an area, third floor Mayflower. Going in, Anthony instructed everyone that there were to be no single women, no women left by themselves on that floor. If they were going to be in that area, they would be accompanied by a male then.
So from Gettysburg, Linda wants to know, from Gettysburg, Pennhurst is what, northeast?
Yeah.
More east than north.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's above Lancaster.
Say,
from Gettysburg, it's probably about an hour and a half.
Not that far at all. But right away, we had both Haley and Janet with us. Both of our sensitive mediums were with us. Both of them keyed in right away to a very negative spirit there, and I don't know why. Did you see they gave it a name? It was Chester. Now I don't know where they came up with that name, Chester. Haley, you'll hear, I think, on the one clip, Haley even addressed, they even talk about that, and you'll see it, Chester. I'm not sure if that's just a name they gave it, like Chester the Molester, or if they really.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of a nickname.
Haley, if you're watching, you could probably cue us in as to when you guys were referring to that creature up on the third floor that was doing all that crap, if that Chester was just sort of a slang term for it. But right away, the negativity was there, and as we got into it, we were really trying to almost talk to him and open up some lines of communication. He was totally unrepentant, could care, really, I mean, just through
well,
nature.
Well, Anthony
was
saying, be careful about the third floor reveal. So I messaged him, I'm waiting for him to reply back. I don't want to play anything that's going to get stuff away that he didn't want it to be put out. So that's why I haven't started them yet. So I don't know if he's talking about specifically what they were picking up on with the and all that.
Right.
Or just in general. So.
What time is it?
We only got
about
10 minutes left. So.
Okay, well, why don't we'll hold on those, because I'd rather, I don't want to mess anything up.
He says,
up.
Just warn everybody, it's malevolence and it's assault.
Yeah. It's here. I mean, Does he mind playing them? Or he
do you mind if we
not,
play these clips on here, or do you rather us not?
I mean, we're good either way.
Yeah, because, I mean, we only got about 10 minutes left in the show as it is, but it was definitely, it's weird. I didn't pick up much of anything on that second floor. I mean, there was a little bit when you came up the steps immediately to the left all the way in the back.
Right. Yeah, no.
When you got to the other end of the building where the stairwell was there.
Right.
But that was more of an ambivalent, like, it didn't care one way or the other. We were there. It just was doing its thing.
Now, Anthony's mother was very receptive to that.
Yes.
She was really picking up on that. And she's featured. You'll hear her in those clips.
Yeah. He says we can play them, so.
Okay, well,
but
we don't want to mess anything
up. But it was like the happy, positive, loving energy down on that first floor to the, whatever, kind of middle-of-the-road energy, and then that really
both of our mediums really picked up on it, as did Betty. I think it even threatened Betty. I don't know that I have that in the clip. I think it threatened Betty. And both Haley and Janet wanted to get the hell out of there in
very
short order. There was, like, nothing we could do there. This guy could care less. He's a creep. Actually, it was more than one.
Yeah.
We felt there was several working in concert. So we'll just
play them and let you hear what you hear.
Let you guys hear what you hear. But this was definitely negative energies that we encountered in this specific area at Mayflower.
And see, now that, again, you have to remember, just because it sounds more of a feminine voice doesn't mean it's a female spirit.
Right.
I hear bitch get out. So let me know if that's what you're hearing. You're not making a difference or something like that. Like, whatever we're doing is not going to keep him from what he was doing.
Yeah.
You're not making a difference.
That would follow what Haley and Janet were picking up.
Telling you, you do not have permission to influence or touch any of my female friends in this floor right now. Understand?
Sally, my old friend.
Yeah, I think he said Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yeah. Yeah. Janet says you have to tell us, and it goes, no, I don't.
Right.
Listen to that. You'll hear at the beginning where it's, no, I don't.
You have to tell us.
No,
I don't.
Did you?
I think he
said no.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You need to tell us why you thought you were able to touch females. You weren't given the permission to touch them.
Shut that off.